Lord, you call us to your service and continue your saving work among us. Grant us a servant's heart, God, so that we may serve you by serving others. Amen. Blessed Mother began, "It is important that my children ask me to pray with them. Many times they are all alone, but when they invite me, they invite heaven and earth into their sweet presence. And yes, do invite the angels and saints as well. My children, this is a truth most will not even consider, but you, my little ones, are willing to receive this grace my heart longs to give you. Prayer is so totally important, as it moves mountains and stops wildfires. But prayer done with a group of souls who really care makes the difference. I would like you all to teach others about the secret of getting your prayers multiplied by inviting others into your midst. This can involve angels, saints, and even those suffering purgation. As they join their prayers to yours, they come closer and closer to the day of their liberation. You see, so many are in purgatory because they do not serve others. Their lives are all about them, and they are accustomed to excluding the poor and needy around them. You know all about the story of hell, everyone sitting at a long banquet table together. There is ample food on the table, and forks are passed out to everyone. The problem is the forks are 2 feet long and they cannot feed themselves with them, only others. Because they all refuse to do so, they go hungry. This is an unprecedented time for all of you to increase your selfless service and giving. The world cries out for this, and this is where they will find Jesus. My children, let your light shine so brightly before men that they give praise to your God and come to you searching and hungry. People are searching, Claire. Soon they will be wringing their hands and crying out for answers from God. This is where you come in. You have always wanted to be there for those who are truly needy. Very soon this wish will be fulfilled. It will not be as difficult as in previous times because their reality that has been so common to them will be disintegrating around them. What greater service could you give to mankind? There simply is none, nor is there anything that eclipses the gift of eternal life. So you see, you could accomplish much for the salvation of souls during these times. These people do not have a clue who Jesus is. They think of God as a vengeful and critical, ready to send them to hell for their sins. Everything is also distorted by the cruelty of fathers to their children. The satanic ritual abuse is horrific, and they see that as the only way to escape this evil. That is why these children need a loving mother to show them the ways of God. Trust me, Claire, they do not know him. If they did, they would be searching for him in a relationship, and some have, but just like you, they become social outcasts, not having a clue of how much they are loved. This love has been given to you so that you can share it with the poor and outcast. I will accompany you if you will ask. Most assuredly, Blessed Mother, I will not go alone. Thank you. Thank you for heeding the call. So many are crying out. Help them. Please help them, dear ones.